All the time, baby, going fishing too.
Baby, going fishing too. It's that time. It's time for Leaf and I to chit chat fish. We're kind of in a transition phase here. I mean, we got way too much water in the rivers, but there are other options.
I mean, it's great to see the water in there. It's going to clean out some channels, add some nice woody debris here and there, and just kind of rejuvenate things. You know, generally, it's usually the end of June, beginning of July, before it shapes back up and gets to where the whole thing is fishable again. Lately, been celebrating that lowland lake opener. Somewhat down reports from Big and Little Twin, but I think that's just all attributed to water chemistry. Fish are there. I don't think there were any big winter kills or anything, because there's obviously some holdovers that you can see spawning around the boat launch area like they usually do, and those are not fish that came from the hatchery truck. There's been a lot of catchables, both jumbo and regular catchables, put into those lakes too. So look for them to come back online here whenever they clear back up and they're done being turned over. The turnover has just been kind of a little bit late this year, but that'll be changing soon. Top of the list is Davis Lake. A lot of good reports coming out of there. The numbers are there. And of course, another numbers lake would be Perigin. Always a lot of fish there. Always a little bit easier, you know, if you're taking kids or, you know, maybe folks that just got mobility issues. Sit right there in your lawn chair or hop in your boat real easy and catch fish. So took the boys up. We scampered up Falls Creek. That was super cool.
You know,
speaking of really pumping water, Finn and Leo and I went and took Blue out and ran around. And we did a little, you know, mini marathon and went back through Buck Lake and caught a couple fish there. Feeling like the average size is a little better there this year. I saw some decent sized fish, maybe in the 13, 14, 15 inch range there at the boat launch area. Mostly cutthroat. There may be some rainbow left over there because there were some that had been accidentally put in there. Always like those cutties though, which you'll probably find in Black Pine Lake as well. I do know that you can get up there. I'm not sure about the Libby Creek route, so that leaves Poor Man and Gold Creek. Gold Creek is the one if you got a bigger rig. Poor Man is kind of a billy goat road, but it's got some great views and some great flowers at this time of the year. That kind of covers it, I think, for the lowlanders around here. Look for all the others, you know, like Rat and Leader and everything else to be fishing. Probably fishing well right now in the case of Leader for some spiny rays, if that's what you're looking for. We did have a winter kill last year at Buzzard. Still waiting for news on that. You know, if you need any more information about that, you can get a hold of me. But I would like to also give another thanks to the great folks over there at North 40 who help us out with our fishing report here, sponsor us. And that's your place to go to get your Colville Confederated Tribes fishing permit. And also, so you can get the map from them. You can get gear tips, tips on where to fish, and just steer you in the right direction, because it's a bunch of dirt roads out there, and they'll tell you which one to take and tell you which bug to use. If you need any more tips or would like to book a trip in this up-and-coming, sure-to-be-glorious river season we've got coming on the Meadow, just give me a call at 509-429-7298, or you can get a hold of me at meadowfishingadventures@gmail.com, and you can check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop.
Your life, your